Welcome to Talk of the Town. I'm Sherry Gibson, and joining me in studio today is Barb Lessman with FHN Marketing. Barb, always good to see you.
Nice to see you.
We're going to be talking today about a fun event that's coming up, and tell us what it is, first of all.
It is the FHN Family Health Fair and YMCA Healthy Kids Day event, and it's out at the YMCA, and it will be held on April 21st from 9 a.m. until noon.
Now, this is not something new. You've done it before, but it used to be at the Burchard Hills facility, right? This is the same event?
Yes, it is the same event. Actually, we've been doing it for several years, and we used to have it done on two Saturdays, and we decided to combine those efforts because we really had the same goals. We wanted to get the same word out, so we combined it, and we kind of flip-flop back and forth between having it at FHN Burchard Hills and also the YMCA. Now, we are having it at the YMCA, so if it rains, we're all indoors, and we don't have to worry about that this
perfect,
year.
Perfect. Well, it isn't going to rain, just so you know.
I know. It's going to be sunny and 70.
There you go. That would be about perfect, wouldn't it? Now, it's a family event, but is it geared mostly toward kids? Or
there is a focus on the kids' side of it, but, you know, kids can be 1 to 100, so we have all kinds of activities for kids of all ages out there. And this year, the Pretzel City Transit has offered free rides for anyone who needs a ride out to the facility, and they will be making a continuous loop around Freeport and picking up those people who maybe don't want to walk the parking lot at the YMCA to get inside the building, especially if it does rain. They can be dropped off at the front door, and there is a full schedule of that transportation on the website. So,
oh, great.
We thank the Pretzel City Transit for doing that for us this year.
Can you give us some examples of the types of activities that will be happening?
Well, there is going to be the giant inflatable colon, which has kind of been a big attraction here recently because it's a new thing at FHN, and so that will be out there. We will also have tons of agility courses and obstacle courses, and there's some fun games with pool noodles. We will also have the Master Gardeners out there from the University of Illinois Extension, and so kids can plant a seed and watch that grow. And we also this year are going to have several crock pots set up with healthy crock pot meals for those busy families so that you can sample healthy meals that were made in crock pots. And if you visit, there's actually 32 stations,
You
visit a majority of them, you can get get a chance to win a free bicycle. So if kids are in need of a bike, you can also, if you visit half of those stations, possibly win your child a free bike. And then also this year, because we are promoting those healthy crock pot meals, we're going to be giving away crock pots every half an hour for anybody who attends. Yeah, so we're looking forward to that.
So there's going to be like an exercise side of things with the agility courses and that kind of thing?
Yes, and we also are going to have a jazzercise class out there at 10 a.m. So anybody who's ever thought about trying a jazzercise class, they're more than welcome to come out and jazz it up with the jazzercise group from JGA Studio.
And then the wellness side, like you said, with the healthy eating. And so will those recipes be available for people to take?
Those recipes will be available. And several of the different stations are going to have recipes. And I know we're all looking for something different because we kind of fall in that rut. So lots of great ideas. And, you know, you can sample them and see if there's any new recipes that you'd like to try. But several of the FHN departments are also going to be out there. So FHN Respiratory is going to be out there, and they're going to do a ping pong ball game where you blow through a straw and blow the ball across the table. FHN Cardiac Services is going to be out there, and they're going to do a little bit of exercise and show kids how to get their heart rate up and stuff like that. So we're really trying to promote kids not spending their summer sitting on the couch playing video games and watching TV and actually getting out and being active.
But these activities, too, are things that the parents also will be able to do, right? Not just the kids.
Yes. Again, a lot of times those healthy lifestyle habits that we learn come from our parents. So it also reminds parents, you know, there's certain things that we need to do to make sure that we pass that on to our kids.
Now, you said this is at the YMCA this year. And so Is it going to be inside regardless, or if it's nice, will some of the things be outdoors?
Most of the things will be inside. We are going to have the Freeport Fire Department and Star Ambulance and Pretzel City Transit outside, but most of the things will be done inside. So
either way, it's going to be great.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and there's plenty of room there, and you usually get quite a few people that come to this event.
We do, and we also are going to have the pet therapy dogs out there, so they'll be kind of wandering through. So if you just need a little extra loving that day too, those dogs will be around.
So is there a cost for anything, Barb?
No, everything for the whole day is free. We're not going to ask you for money for anything. So come on out and enjoy the activities and maybe try something new that might be a new family favorite.
Yeah, well, it sounds like with 32 stations, there's bound to be things that people are going to find that they enjoy doing.
Yes, they do. And I personally really enjoy the YMCA's Imagination Station, which is the big foam pieces, and you can build stuff with it and climb on it and everything. So just a ton of activities and things that you can do when you're out there.
So it is free, and obviously that day you don't have to be a member of the Y to participate in this or anything like that, correct?
No, the public is welcome, and like I said, Pretzel City Transit can even help you get out there.
So FHN teaming up with the YMCA for the FHN Family Health Fair and YMCA Healthy Kids Day. Give us the date and times again, please.
It is Saturday, April 21st from 9 a.m. to noon, and it is out at the YMCA.
You did mention that there was a website you could get the schedule for the Pretzel City bus, and is there somewhere that people can get more details on this event?
Yes. If you want the transit schedule, or if you would like more information on this event, you can visit fhn.org.
Great. Barb, thanks so much for coming in.
Sure. Thank you.
Barb Lessman with FHN Marketing. Again, the health fair at the YMCA, Saturday, April 21st from 9 to noon. More information available at fhn.org. This is Talk of the Town.